When was the last time the university president came down and visited the campuses here on the peninsula?
The president of the university comes maybe every other year to our commencement to help officiate our annual commencement in May, and then other times if there's special events that might come up. So it's been maybe almost 2 years, if I recall.
So nothing extraordinary about the timing of this last visit, just the president coming in, trying to introduce himself.
Because he's new, the new president of the University of Alaska, so he wants to give the citizens of the state and our community, the residents of our Southern Kingdom Peninsula, after he visited the Central Peninsula the day before, a chance to meet him, and also for him to meet us and get names with faces and programs, and really, it's an icebreaker for sure.
Were you able to present to him any concerns or issues that you have noticed and had thoughts on or ideas on?
Everyone is aware of the state's fiscal and budgetary situation, and so I think the staff and students people spoke to the hope to be able to over the next few years being able to maintain the infrastructure, and he in turn said he seemed committed for sure to maintaining the infrastructure of what we do here. The challenge of that the fiscal climate presents is real, and so to that end, he discussed that the Board of Regents had just approved the prior week a 5% tuition increase for next year as one way of dealing with the fiscal picture.
Making sure that the college campuses here on the peninsula were able to continue delivering the same services, maintain the infrastructure mm-hmm. that they have in place. Now, does that refer to rumors about potential consolidation and sharing of costs between the two campuses?
Well, I'm not familiar with the rumors, to be honest. And he was pretty emphatic that there wouldn't be any campus structural changes, in terms of closures or anything like that. I mean, he is very much for the rural campuses maintaining their role in their communities. I think it's more how we do things in the future could shift because of changes in technology, and there's more effective things, approaches we might be able to do that we're not even aware of at the moment. But all the campuses share and collaborate an awful lot right now. There's faculty that all throughout the state, our marine technology program, we're collaborating with other campuses in Southeast and Kodiak, and I think all that will continue, if not strengthen, so we don't have to reinvent the wheel.
Perfect. And when I said rumors, that probably wasn't the right word to use, more like concerns that was an option.
Oh, one person asked about how the fiscal situation might affect campuses and other areas of the state or whatever, and he said that it was his view that he was going to work towards maintaining the current organizational structure.
I just wanted to ask one more thing. How much was the state budget cut to the University of Alaska system?
Oh, I have to look it up. They don't know that. That was a topic during his visit here, where people were asking, and he doesn't know yet because what it's going to be for next year. It could be anywhere from 4.9 to 10%, but it's we have no idea until the legislature and governor's office deliberates and works on the overall state budget this coming session.
Right, and that's for
FY17,
and for fiscal year 16.
I'd have to what the cut was. I'd have to look it up. I have so many numbers in my head. I'd hate to I'd hate to go by my number, so right. I'd have to look it up.
That's fine. I can check on it, too. Thank you very much for sharing that with me, Carol. I appreciate you joining me for the call today.
Oh, you bet. Thank you.